Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meredith Dean Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gal. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It seems like you're doing well yourself. Speaking of, the National Family Month, you got some stuff to talk about, and I'm excited to hear it.
Yes. So the month of November, ever since 1994, has been named National Family Caregivers Month. And this is a time where we should recognize America's many kinds of family caregivers. A family caregiver is someone who is providing unpaid care to a loved one. It might be a spouse. It might be a child with special needs, another relative in the family, like a parent, or it could be someone taking care of a close family friend or a friend. And family caregivers are really important across our country. When we look at numbers, about 53 million individuals in our country are serving in the role of a family caregiver. And they're providing this support and not getting paid for it. But if we were to attach a dollar amount to it, it would have an economic value of more than $470 billion. So the work of the family caregiver is super important, and that was one of the reasons why they created National Family Caregivers Month. We want to celebrate and recognize the work of family caregivers, but we also want to raise awareness of family caregivers, educate communities about their goals and opportunities and challenges that family caregivers have, and then increase our support for the family caregiver. When we look at how family caregivers impact the world that we live in, family caregivers have long been the safety net of the American long-term care system. So they are the advocates who are out there pounding the pavement every day. They work tirelessly, really, to keep people in their homes for as long as possible and to keep family members out of nursing homes. And I see this on a daily basis with the individuals that I work with in our communities of Linn and Miami counties and surrounding counties. And it is definitely a challenge. We also fill in the gaps when an in-home care worker is absent for scheduled visits. So if we're fortunate to be able to have somebody come in part of the time on a pay-for-fee service, when that person is not available, then we have to step in that volunteer capacity to care for our loved ones. We're also the chauffeurs of the individual that we're caring for. This was probably one of the things that when I was caring for my dad and serving in this role, I was definitely on the go all the time, taking him to doctor's appointments, going to the pharmacy to pick up medicines, running errands, like going to the grocery store. So lots of different things there. And then we find so many of the individuals that our family caregivers are caring for are individuals who are suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's. And in these situations, we have the family caregivers who are missing sleep during the night, really to have that peace of mind and knowing that their loved one does not wander away from the home. And then also providing personal care for things like bathing and dressing and grooming and all of that. So the family caregiver is wearing a hat that has so many different components to it. And it is super important for us as individuals within the community to really reach out and let a family caregiver know there's somebody in your circle, whether it's someone in your family, whether it's you yourself as a caregiver, somebody in your church community, your friend circle, you know somebody. With 53 million people, most Americans know someone who is serving in this role. And former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, I think the quote that she said one time really sums it up. There are only four kinds of people in the world: those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers. So in honor of National Family Caregivers Month, I really encourage everyone, identify that friend or that neighbor in their life who is serving in this role. Let them know you appreciate what they do. even if you're not the person they're caring for, reach out to them and say thank you and let them know that their work does make a difference. If you're able to help, be very intentional about offering some support. Ask specifically, can I come over and help you with a household chore or help with lawn care or help with laundry, providing a meal, making a grocery run, or just being the person to sit down and lend an empathetic ear. Caregiving is very stressful and it's very hard on the caregiver, both mentally and physically, and sometimes just having a friend to sit down and talk with can make a world of difference. So I encourage folks to reach out. If you would like more information on supporting family caregivers, folks can give me a call at 913-294-4306. I'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction.
Well, always good to highlight people who do sometimes thankless jobs in the family. Well, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources agent specializing in livestock rod job.